And she interviews top footballers for a living, is involved with lots of charity work, and has six-year-old twins at home to contend with. But nothing seems to faze TV presenter Gabby Logan, who's just been named Celebrity Mum of the Year. The 38-year-old started her career right here at Metro Radio. Time for the male version of her now. With all your sport, here's Joe.
Thanks, Kelly. Right, one for your diary. 17th of March, 12:45 p.m. Kickoff on ITV. That's Sunderland going to Everton in the FA Cup quarterfinals. Elsewhere, Martin O'Neill says he's not worried about Fraser Campbell's England colour, even though he's only recently come back from injury.
I mean, he must be in dreamland, really, because that's something that he couldn't possibly have expected. I think if he's okay and he's well within himself, why not avail yourself of this opportunity?
Well, for West Brom this weekend, he's got the biggest selection available since he arrived, with Matt Kilgallen and Nicholas Bentner both back. But the Black Cats boss admits he is concerned about all the international stars having a game on Wednesday just before the Tyne and Wear derby. As for Alan Pardew, well, he says it's not worth looking past the next game for Newcastle United.
Obviously, the press is trying to push me into saying we're competing for Champions League. We've been thumped by Tottenham, and that's the immediate concern. Put that right. In the last six games, if we're in the hunt, point off Champions League position, I'll be telling you we're going for Champions League, for sure.
Wolves come to St James's Park with Terry O'Connor in the dugout for the rest of the season. Johan Kabay, Ryan Taylor and Cech Tiote are back for the mags, and we've got huge interviews with Cech, Alan Pardew, Martin O'Neill and the fanzines on the Black, White and Red All Over podcast. It's online now. You can like us on Metro Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and on metroradio.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm Gabby Logan.